Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
One of the best games, and this came as no surprise, Kansas City taking on Buffalo. That game never disappoints. It never disappoints. We got another great game between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Josh Allen was just a straight-up beast, man. He was an absolute dog, which is great. It was a great game. But I know longtime RP subscribers, I know the sickos, they were like me. They had to have noticed their eyeballs were kind of the peaked. A little interest was certainly peaked because, my God, Curtis Samuel had a pretty nice game. Curtis Samuel had a pretty nice game in this ball game. And I just ask you, Matt Harmon, is Curtis Samuel developing here? Okay, 6 targets, 5 grabs, 58 yards, and a touchdown. It was obviously a season high in receptions. It was a season high in yards. It was his first touchdown of the season and obviously one of his most efficient games here as well. I just thought he was making plays, man. I thought he looked good, did Curtis Samuel. Can we say that the injury is behind him? Are you optimistic? Are you hopeful for this turnaround to be a little bit more permanent for Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, I hope so, man. It would be great to see because
look at the hope. Look at the hope in your heart and eyes.
I honestly don't know if there's hope in my heart or eyes. I want there to be hope, but I'd love to see it because, yeah, I think this game particularly for Curtis Samuel was like what I hoped to see out of him and
right.
the role I hoped for him over the course of the season with the Buffalo Bills. Like this game in particular, you know, he was outside on 72.1% of his snaps, and he runs the third most routes on the team, second among the wide receivers. Only 68.9 routes per dropback, but still, the percentage-wise, route participation, 68.9%. But when he was on the field, there was a kind of a priority to get him the ball. I thought he was consistently getting open. He scores his touchdown against man coverage. He had another target that he caught against man coverage. That's what Curtis Samuel was supposed to be for this offense.
Right.
I think what we've seen in like limited looks is like, okay, let's do the gadgety stuff with him because look, let's just be real. Like the guy picks up a turf toe pretty late into the process in training camp. And I just think he's never been healthy since then. He picked up another injury that he missed some time for too. Was it the pec injury or a chest injury or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's been issues and like turf toe sucks, man. If you're a wide receiver, turf toe is terrible. Turf toe probably like ruined Terry McLaurin's season last year. He picked that up late in the preseason and he started off painfully slow and really never kind of got going over the course of the year. And look at the season Terry McLaurin's having now.
Right.
You know, this is the thing. Like these injuries can affect results. And I think that it was affecting the results and the usage for Curtis Samuel. And obviously we have injuries here to talk about too. Keon Coleman doesn't play in this game. Amari
right.
Cooper has really not been able to be activated as a consistent factor in the Bills offense because he has been dealing with the wrist injury. They got like wrist injuries all over the place in Buffalo right now.
Yeah, can we just get him a healthy wrist?
Right. Kincaid misses this game, but yeah, I think what we saw to Curtis Samuel in this one was what I was hoping to see. Actual real deal wide receiver work as an outside player, not a little gimmicky backfield option, anything like that. Actually playing real deal wide receiver, beating man coverage, and being an answer for Josh Allen. That was encouraging to see. I mean, it really was, because again, this is what I hoped that we would get out of the Buffalo Bills with the Curtis Samuel stuff. And I don't know if we'll get it over the course of the season, because again, we are going to have Keon Coleman's going to come back. Coleman, mm-hmm. We can talk about him in just a second. You know, he's in the rookie report, got some thoughts there. It wasn't as if, you know, Khalil Shakir is still going to be the leading receiver here, but Curtis Samuel was second among first read targets for fantasy points data. They're sat there for the Buffalo Bills this week. And I think getting him involved and continuing to have him involved would be a good thing for this passing game.
When I think about the roster construction here, well, first of all, let me talk about the alignment here for Curtis Samuel, because that's what we do. On the season, he has played 55% of his snaps out wide, right? So 45% of his snaps in the slot there. And it was obviously very different here with Keon Coleman sidelined with an injury, with about 70% of his snaps coming as an outside wide receiver. So we're seeing about a 15% increase. That is significant. That's pretty chunky. Okay, now getting back to the roster construction part here, Matt. Okay, we like Khalil Shakir. Obviously, we've got to get Amari Cooper more activated. Keon Coleman has made some splash plays. Okay, what? I mean, there's just not that much room. Where do we put Curtis Samuel? We don't want to take Khalil Shakir off the field, and he's a slot-only player. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong there, but I feel like he's a slot-only player. I think Amari Cooper can move around the formation, and he's done so throughout his career, but he's primarily an outside wide receiver. I think probably, you know, 75-25 split outside inside would make a lot of sense to me. Or if you want to go 70-30, okay, fine. Keon Coleman has played, golly, he's played almost every single snap of his has been outside as a, you know, on the line X receiver almost, right? Like, it's been a little crazy for him. So what do we do with Keon Coleman? I mean, again, I want to believe in the Curtis Samuel resurgence. I'm just having difficulty figuring out where he lines up in this offense.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I'm not being like, oh, Curtis Samuel, let's go, rest the season. I honestly have no idea. The Bills have thrown a lot of resources at the wide receiver and tight end room specifically. I mean, even, like I said, Dalton Kincaid doesn't play this game. Let's not forget that Dawson Knox is on a pretty decent-sized contract for this team, because for me, what I would do, and this is tough because the Bills want to be a run team and they want their running game to, they weren't going to try to run against the Chiefs, which was smart coaching, because you're not going to successfully run on the Chiefs. You might as well try to air this thing out and put the ball in Josh Allen's hands. That was a smart move. But at times, their run game has taken over here, because to me, it would be like, man, you would have a pretty dangerous four receive, like if you just went four wide, you know, but they love Matt Collins. So like, would they continue to put Matt Collins on the field and like rotate in? Because he's useful as a blocker and stuff like that. Like, obviously he's going to bring more to the table from a blocking standpoint than Amari Cooper and Curtis Samuel. And, you know, I mean, Khalil Shakir is a good, he'll give it a good, honest try. I don't know that Amari Cooper is going to give it a good, honest try as a blocker. So it's a little tough with this part of it, because there's just so much invested into this wide receiver room. Obviously, Keon Coleman is a second round pick, and Coleman, you know, wrote him up in the rookie report, and it's just I try not to think about, man, he would be so cool as a big slot when I'm analyzing his RP data, because so much of it points that direction, but it's just not how Buffalo has used him at all. Like, who cares? Rookie report sample, he was in the slot on 5.5% of his snaps. He was on the line of scrimmage on 78.4%. Like, he has mostly been a pure X receiver on this team. So how he fits in versus, like, what do they do with Cooper, who has mostly been used as an X when Coleman's not been out there, and he was definitely an X receiver for the Browns, you know, versus Samuel, who I do think fits best as an outside receiver, not a slot guy. You know, and Khalil Shakir, I think, could play some outside, but he has mostly been a short area threat from the slot, and I don't really want to, like, why do we want to change his role when it's working?
Right.
He's one of my favorite kind of slot receivers in the NFL right now, and I think he's the best wide receiver in this room, in my opinion, like the guy I would trust the most.
Ooh, wow.
Like, I need to get I need to get a third down. I'm going to Khalil Shakir, okay? We'll see. Like, Amari Cooper could change my opinion because he's Amari Cooper, but it's just, let's see what he looks like in this room and as a fully activated player. We just haven't seen it yet. So, I think that Shakir's a guy I'm really high on, and then the rest of these guys, I sort of am kind of, I'd almost be willing to believe anything by the time we get to the postseason in terms of where these guys are deployed and who's actually playing.
Man, how about if they did go full air raid, four wide, and just like, let's go, you know? I mean, shoot, that possibility didn't even cross my mind, because we just never see that in the NFL, unless it's on a Hail Mary, you know? But like, other than that, like, when do you really see four wide receivers out there? It's kind of, that's actually kind of a fun thought. I like that thought.